Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. The head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Good evening. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. We're here each and every week at 7 o'clock for the entire football season. And this segment brought to us by the Brandon is this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sport Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's give a warm welcome to the head coach of Frederica, the Academy Knights, and Brandon Derrick. I have now butchered the intro severely. There we go.
It's okay. That's why I don't let me read it. It'd be a struggle.
So back once again, this is the final regular season show before we move into the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's gone by really, really fast, man.
It has. It's been a pretty quick season. Time flies.
So last week we had the big battle, John Millage, on a Friday night, 13-14, the final score. You guys lose by one. It did go to overtime. So 7-7 through the quarters. You guys are up 7-0 at halftime. Give us a halftime evaluation and give us the end of the fourth quarter evaluation. What are you seeing at those two major key points?
Halftime, I thought we missed some opportunities down the field. And we didn't execute some areas. We thought we played pretty well at times. There were some times we didn't. We on defense, I thought we were pretty relentless at times, and then sometimes we had some people take some plays off here and there, and those things kind of come back to get you. But overall, I thought at half we were in pretty good shape. It was just, for us, I think they had snapped the ball 39 to 40 times on offense, and we'd only snapped the ball 22 times. And we missed some assignments, missed some blocking assignments, and it really cost us trying to hit some plays down the field. And then, those things, it happens, but at the same time, we got to execute a little bit better. We got to get it ironed out. But, it's one of those things that we were trying to execute. We kind of know our strengths and weaknesses, and they did a good job of exploiting our weaknesses and limiting our strengths. So they did a really good job, and, I thought that the schemes that we were in were in good spots. We just mentally, we missed a couple things. We tried to X-block one time, one guy tried to, and we weren't X-blocking. We were just blocking on, and it was just a couple things where some guys got some stuff crossed up, but it was what it was. And 7-0, you go in and you're ahead, and so the adjustments were, we just got to get off blocks. We're in the spots to make plays. We got to squeeze it a little bit more, and I thought that we did a little bit of that better on in the second half, squeezing it and attacking it. We gave up a couple plays on the outs right there that we knew, and the thing was, we knew going into it, if they got within fourth and two, that they were going to go for it, and they did seven times, and they got six of them. So it wasn't nothing that we hadn't talked about in practice, that we had to get them in a third and long, fourth and long, and keep those situations and make those plays. And that's one of those things that we didn't do at times, and we gave up, we gave up six out of seven on fourth down. So, those were things that we told the kids, we talked about it, and those were the situations. We knew they were going to run the football. It's game management. Don't let a team that wants to get the ball 14 times, don't let them have 14 possessions. Yeah. So you run the ball and eat up clock. We did this, and I said this Sunday night. We did the same thing when I was at Glenn against Brunswick when Floyd was there. We'd get the wishbone and hammer it at them and wear them down and beat them up, try to keep it close, give yourself a chance to win. And that's what John Millage did, and they did a good job of it. And we just didn't execute some areas, and we didn't make some plays that we needed to.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So it's 7-0 at halftime, and then they come out. Halftime adjustments, they seem to continue to just run the ball. How did you guys handle your offense with their floating zone? They did do a little bit of zone. They didn't man the man. How did your offense adjust? Did they not adjust? Did you guys spy it out? What was happening?
Well, we had two drives that got down inside the 20 and we stalled out, but I think they had a penalty on one, and then we fourth down was slipped on the fourth down play that we had it called, and I thought it was a pretty good play. We were there, we just didn't put our foot in the ground and get forward. I mean, just it was a mental mistake. You got to know where the chains are at. You put your foot down, you get forward, and you get the first down, and that was one of those things that we just didn't have. It just didn't happen. We made some mental mistakes Friday night, and we were in a situation we hadn't been in 6 or 7 weeks. You know, we've been blowing people out, and so we were trying to overcome that. We had some adversity and things like that, and you know, I thought that we responded pretty well at times, and sometimes we just struggled with it. But it's one of those things that we needed. I think we needed a good wake-up call. It was a good battle. I mean, nothing was hurt besides our feelings at the end. But, you know, we've learned a few things. We know that we got to go out and practice every day like we're going to play a game, not lean on each other and do things like that. So it's one of those things that it was a learning experience. I mean, again, we still think we caught the ball in the end zone. So, you know, we felt like Denver caught it in the end zone. Denver even said he caught it, but... You know, it's we're playing at home, and
it's been rough at home.
Yeah, that's all I can say. We're playing at home, and it was a unique situation. But again, I thought that it was a very physical football game, and it kind of gets us groomed for what we're about to see this Friday. You're going to have two totally different contrast of offenses. They're going to smash us, and it's going to be physical, and we're going to try to get as many possessions as possible. We got to get them to third down and long and fourth down and long and make them punt and get off the field. So it's going to be another Friday night of a lot of that similar stuff. So I think, I hope we can get them off the field and we can get on the field and score some points.
Your two teams last weekend, John Milledge and Frederica, each had averaged right around 45, 50 points a ball game. We end up with a 7-7 tie through regulation. Was that surprising that it was only 7-7 with teams scoring that much usually?
A little bit for us. I thought we would score, you know, I thought we'd be somewhere in the 20s area and hold them. I didn't really think that they could bust one. I thought they would have to grind it to death to get in there, and they did grind it. We bent, but we never broke. You know, we would take the ball away in certain areas and make some plays and things like that. But at the same time, it was a battle. You know, that's what you get when you got two really good teams and they go out there and compete. And then defense usually, again, like I said, wins championships. So you have to get yourself prepared. And the defense, I mean, they battle and fought. And, you know, I thought we just had a few mental breakdowns here and there. And some of the things, just not getting off blocks, just a little bit of effort getting off blocks and scraping and making some plays. And it's one of those things that, you know, at the end of the night, you battle, and things are going to break down. You get a little bit tired, and you have to get ready to play that way. And so it's just one of those things. I thought the kids did a pretty decent job. We've got to get a little bit better. And I mean, we got the region championship to play for this week. So, I mean, you just got to put it behind you, build off your mistakes, and go out there and say, okay, what do we do really good? What do we got to get fixed? And let's go get ready and get the stuff behind us and go play.
We're going to talk about Bullock in just a few moments. We have more to come right here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in a moment, but first, a couple words from our sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach, looking back a little bit more at last weekend's game, 13-14 loss in overtime. We talked about regulation. They score first in OT. You guys line it up. You have your opportunity. You get the score, and then you have to make that judgment call. You go for the two, you go for the one. Earlier in the season, you go for two. We figured you'd go for the two. Take us through what you think about it, that moment. The emotional state, the mental state, physical play. What really takes you to the two-point victory, or just what?
I didn't even – it wasn't a very hard decision for me. I'd already decided. I did turn around and ask what anybody else thought but on the coaching staff, just to make them, you know, see what they thought. But everybody was on the same page I was. We're going for it. And, it's like I'd said earlier, I thought that we had been playing so much defense and we were getting physically a little bit worn down. So I didn't feel like us going back out. And if you can win the game in one play and you've not played – your best game on that, and you can win it in one play, then you take it. You don't, you know, you're not going to stand there and go for it. And on the flip side, you know, we were 1-for-1 PATs, but we haven't been very, very, very solid kicking the point after, the point after. So we took a chance, and again,
you get the throw, you complete the play, you're a hero.
Right.
And you don't, and you walk away with a loss.
It's what you think. At the end of the day, that's the way it goes. You know, I'm either, you know, the man of the hour, or I'm just going to be yelled at, screamed at, called bad names when everybody walks off. So it's what it is. I've been doing it for 20-something years. I've been called a lot of things. Smart guy's not really been one of them. But I thought we had a chance. We had a play. It developed. We watch film. It opens up. It develops wide open, and Harry's wide open on the very beginning, and then the guy runs in front of Jalen, and he stops and redirects, and Denver just kind of following. Denver was also wide open when Harry was there. And really all he had to do was just flip it up into the air, and the guy from John Millings jumped. And so he tried to sidearm it to him, and it kind of short. And, you know, like I said earlier, Denver said he had both arms under it, and Denver would tell me if he didn't. He would have been one of those kids. And the funny thing is, I don't say a whole lot about him, but the guy that made the call was, well, he was guessing too. He only swiped it, and then he turned around and looked at all his buddies, and all his buddies put their hands in the pocket. They're like, I don't know about that one now. And so the funny thing is, those guys are out refereeing rec games. And so on a Monday night, one of our coaches ran into him, and the question was, did he catch it? And Coach Mathis showed him the video, and he goes, oh. And once you go there, once you rule it, at least make it convincing. But even on film, the two that's been called incomplete that we felt like we completed were not very convincing incompletion calls. But, you know, it was what it was. It's a learning experience. And we just got to get better all the way around. There's just one of those things. You go play, and when you got two really good teams, you're going to beat up on each other. And at the end of the night, if it comes down to one play that can win it, you take the opportunity, especially if you're at home.
Oh, yeah.
You take that shot and go for it. And, be honest, I take the same shot even if I'm on the road. I'm going to go for it. So we practiced a two-point play, and what was funny is we just scored on the same play. We were just running the same play to the opposite side, and they hadn't guarded Denver either time. So we were just taking the shot, and there it was. It was both times wide open. And It's funny, their coaches were yelling, we're man to man. As soon as we snapped it and started sprinting toward them, they all looked in the backfield at Jalen, and we had guys standing wide open in the back of the end zone. I was like, just hit one of them. It's a touchdown. And then, you know, but it didn't happen, and that's the story of life. You make some, you miss some, and you have to live with it and move on.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, talking about last weekend's game. And with last weekend, it was also Senior Appreciation Night. I'm going to play a little fun game with you. Hopefully it'll be fun. I'm just going to go name by name. You give me one word. Only one word to describe each one of these players. Let's see if you can do it, folks. All right. Jayshon Sheffield, one word.
Unselfish.
All right. Jalen Simpson.
Flash.
Patrick Brunson.
Smart.
Isaiah Jackson.
Cool.
Harry Veal.
Tough.
JT Elliott.
Smart.
Cameron Gardner.
Hard worker.
Mike Tindall.
Hard worker.
Mason Niebauer.
Mason. Stump me on Mason.
You mean you need to come back to that?
Yeah, come back to Mason.
Cole Henson.
That's tugboat. I mean, that's the one word.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Mason, getting there. That's two words, sorry, but he's getting there.
He's getting there.
Yeah, he's always, I'm getting there, Coach.
I'm not missing anybody. That's 10 seniors.
Yeah, Logan Bauer was our kicker. Okay. Yep.
Yeah,
and Logan is, he's been working hard. He's just, that's what he's been doing. That would, what I'd say, he works really hard.
Now, we've talked about it before. I want to go back to it again just because it was such a moment for me watching this. The coach should be in the locker room in a 7-0 ball game, in a very intense ball game, and you chose to be on the field to honor your students, honor their parents, and I could see emotion on your face. I think it was something that you really put yourself out there where a lot of people would have been in the locker room. Talk us through that. Why did you chose that moment instead of being in the locker room?
You know, those we've been through a lot together. Some of these kids have been playing football with me for 6 years, and we've done a lot of stuff together. Those seniors right there have helped build a very, very solid football program at Frederica Academy, and so, that's the least that I could do is go out and be beside them on senior night and tell their parents thank you for all the hard work and the commitment that they've put into, and it was one of those things that at the same time you're excited that they're going to the next level, but also as
Their coach, as their...
You've been there.
Yeah.
You've been through a lot with them.
Yeah.
And you tolerate a lot, you deal with a lot. And so, you know, it means a lot. A lot of these people don't realize what you do on a daily basis. And I don't care if they do, and I really don't. But I go to work every day for their kid, and if they don't like, I don't care. But at the same time, I put my heart and soul into what I do, and when I walk away on Friday night, they can yell, they can say, and they can do, and they can mix it up and stir it up and act up and carry on. But at the end of the day, I don't ever take nothing out on their kid, and I don't do nothing but try to help their kid. And get them prepared for the next level. And that's my job. And so on senior night, when those guys are standing there, it is a little, it breaks your heart a little bit that they're going to leave you.
Yep.
But you'll be prepared, and hopefully they'll be successful. That's my job.
Yeah, that's great, Coach. Yeah. Well, we're going to come right back with more of the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're going to talk more about the big matchup everyone's been talking about for weeks and weeks. Bullock, coming up this weekend, back in a moment, here on the Coaches Show.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles, Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice, Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice, Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simon's Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. Head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nass Landing on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med One and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simon's Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. And we're turning our attention to the upcoming final game of the regular season. Bullock on the road. Bullock, they're 8-1. And again, we have gone back and forth. Last year, a 28-21 victory. The year before, a 7-8 loss. Year before back, 2015, the Knights win it 41-31. Back in 2014, it was a loss 24-45. You guys go back and forth, always intense. What do you think about this season?
It's going to be another intense physical football game. This is for all the marbles. This is the region championship, first round bye. Gives you a good path in the playoffs. So it's going to be a tough fall football game. You know, we're going to have to be prepared. They're going to be very physical. They're going to run the split back beer, and they're going to be 3 yards in cloud of dust. It's going to be a contrast of offensive personalities. So it's going to be interesting.
Going back there, the last time was after the hurricane. There was a lot of motion. There was a lot of chaos going on at that time. But this is the first time going back to the turf. What's the memory? What is your emotional state as a team? These seniors know each other. They know each other by name, reputation. These are not strangers going back to their hometown.
No, you know, I think that the 8-7 game, there was a lot going on that night when the hurricane was coming in. And we were trying to get people everywhere and get people, you know, out of the county, and we were trying to get back home and then get back out and make sure, you know, we that was one of those games we had a couple touchdowns called back. We dropped an interception. We dropped a touchdown pass. You know, we probably weren't in it very, very much mentally going up there, and then we lost them, and they scored on the last drive to beat us 8-7. And so, you know, it's probably not something, I mean, we hadn't really dwelled on it a whole lot. Our biggest thing is just us and go play and play very physical. We're going to have to get stops on defense, and offensively we've got to generate some points, and they're a good football team. They run the ball well. I'd love to say that it was the same crew that they had when we played the last 2 or 3 years, but they've done a good, they've opened the doors at Bullock, and they've got about 60 something kids on the sideline, and they got some kids in, they got a bunch of kids in, and so it's not the same familiar faces. It's some of them, but not a ton of them. So, but you know, right now it's to get ready, and it's a chance to be another region champ. We could be the three-time region champ. We can win it 3 times in a row, and you know, I hope that's something that's a burning desire for the kids, because we got to go out and play really, really well. We can't have a lot of breakdowns and things like that mentally, so we got to be prepared.
Don Aaron is our quarterback again, the senior, 6'1", 185 pounder. He can move. He is not just a stationary guy traditionally.
No, he throws the ball well and runs the ball well. He runs the offense really, really well right now. And then running downhill, they've got a big offensive line, and the running backs run hard. So it's going to be something, like I said, two big contrasts. It's going to be another very physical football game for us, and we're going to have to be prepared to go play and get physical. So hopefully we dig our cleats in and hunker down and make some plays.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. As you look at that slugfest of the two intense teams coming together, I mean, they've talked about you as much as you've talked about them, I'm sure. How is our roster looking? You just talked about their depth, their size. How are we? Because we've only got 30 men and 35, 36 players to begin with.
Yeah, I think we got about five or six kids that's injured. We're going to have some that's going to be very limited going into it. So I don't know. We may have 30 healthy when we roll in to go against that 60. So it's a David and Goliath type thing, you know. But we're going to have to battle both ways. We may have to slow down a little bit on offense to conserve some time to give us a chance to catch our breath. You know, kind of revert back a little bit to what we did the first couple games and some things. But, you know, we'll test it as we go and see if we can play fast and get out on them. And the big thing for us is if we can get ahead 14, 21 points, maybe it changes what they do. And then I hope that's what we're able to do. I don't know, but we're going to have to play a really, really good football game. And, you know, we're going to have to get a great effort out of everybody. We can't have guys taking plays off and missing blocks and doing things like that. We're going to have to make a play every time. And we're going to have to go in there and catch passes and throw them and get them complete and hit the underneath stuff. And when we run the ball, we got to get positive yards up inside. And it's going to be a challenge because our defensive tackles are about 290, 280 up inside, and our offensive guards, again, are outweighed by another 100-something pounds. So going to be another physical game for us. And, you know, we just got to get prepared to go out there and make plays. And, again, high school football, a lot of it just comes down to the want to. Do you want to? The desire to beat somebody up. Do you want to go out and lay it on the line? And we've got to do that. We've got to want to and go make plays. So, you know, at the end of the night, it's going to come down to whether we make more plays than they do and then if we can control the turnover battle. So I hope we're able to do that and we can get the win and get home.
Jay Sean Sheffield went out, did not return in the second half. Running the last game, Isaiah Jackson didn't have the biggest night of the year for him. Give us an update on both those angles, the run pass and the running game. Where are we at?
You know, we'll run it. We can block them. If we can't block them, then we got to do something else. Or somebody will be yelling up our coach, can't run the ball, throw it. So then we'll try that. If we can't throw the ball, we'll try to run it. So there ain't but two things we can do. We can either run or pass, or we'll just turn around and punt. So it's one of those three. So at the end of the night, we're going to try to, you know, execute some areas. And we know they've got tendencies, and we've really practiced some areas that we feel like we can exploit. But same time, we got to make the plays, we got to make the blocks, we got to go out there and give great effort, and you've got to go out, and every one of them's got to go out and want to win it, and that's going to be the big key. They got to put it sell out, you know. So defensively, we got to tackle well, and we got to play our assignment football because they're going to run the option. If we don't play our assignments, then they can break one at any time, and you got to get off blocks. They're going to run the option. They're going to mash everybody down in there. They're going to make a big pile of bodies, and we're going to have to get off of it and make a play every now and then. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. Like I said, two totally different contrast of offense.
Last week we saw a game that went overtime. Do you expect a battle of low scoring this week instead of the high scoring games we've gotten used to?
I don't know. I hope we hold them to a low score and our score's high. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. If we can do that, I'll be happy. But I think it's going to be a battle. I mean, again, we're going to Bullitt. I don't know. You don't get too much at Bullitt. It's one of those things. I've said it. You got to score 70 to get 35 to count. So it's going to be a challenge to go up there and play them and make plays, and hopefully we can execute and do enough stuff to get the W and get that week off in the playoffs. You know, if not, it's going to be a tough road to hoe with in that round if we get beat. But at the same time, we have to get prepared. We got to get healthy. So we're just trying to do an accumulation of things here this week, trying to get us ready, get us coached up, talked up, and get everybody in the right spots to make plays and make a few adjustments here and there and some things, some wrinkles.
One last question of the night. There's been so much energy from the beginning of the season all the way through getting to this game. A lot of mental, emotion, angst put into this game. Is it going to feel good to get on the other side of this game? Just to know it's finally done? Because there's been so much poured into this.
again, I started in January, you know. We go right back to work. There's not a day that our staff's not trying to figure out ways to make us get better, you know. And so, you know, we're battling, and I think we're ready to go play, and for us. And then at the same time, you know, just getting on the other side of it. That's not the idea to get on the other side. The goal is to go win it, you know. And there is a little bit of bad blood between us and Bullets. So,
yeah.
And there's no lie, there's no hiding that. But at the same time, we got to go out and make the plays and play really, really hard and execute. So it's it's not that I want to get on the other side. I just know the other side is playoffs, so it gets a little hotter when you get in the playoffs. So this is a big game, and it sets the stage for what's about to be even bigger. So for us, it's a stage setter, and we need to go take care of our business and win the football game.
Well, thanks once again, Coach. We always appreciate it. And again, we're looking forward to the big matchup this weekend. Thanks for joining us tonight for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brian and Derek on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats on the Landing, St. Simon, every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, for the Brian and Derek Coaches Show. We'll see you out on the road this weekend. Traveling the Bullet. For now, I'm Rich Bontrager saying good night.